Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, my Stars of Network listeners. What a honor and blessing, privilege and honor it is to be here with you on the Lord's Sabbath. And I'm going to tell you right now, I pray the Lord can help me through this broadcast. because for the past 2 days, I've really been in some deep prayer and deliverance. I've been doing self-deliverance, and I've been yarning. So if I yarn, excuse me. And when I finished doing self-deliverance, I went into praise and worship. And whether in the body, out of the body, I can't tell. I'm going to be honest with you. So I tell you, I feel good. That's all I have to say. And I tell you, the anointing, the presence of God has fallen in this place. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I have church. When I have church, I have church. I do it all. I believe in deliverance and praise and worship and singing, dancing. When I have church, I have church. Amen. Because those are my holy convocations. Those are my dress rehearsals. Amen. I got to get my steps down. I got to make sure I'm praising Him and glorifying Him in spirit and in truth. And most importantly, that my praise is on fire. Hallelujah. So I tell you, thank you for being here. And I'm excited to be here with you for the closing ceremonies of the Eighth Wonder, A New Creation. And I tell you what a blessing it has been to bring this offering to you in the month of Av. I'm really excited about sharing the closing benedictions with you on today and tomorrow on Lisa Marie's Sunday brunch, Bride's Bubbly and Brunch, shall I say. And I tell you, oh my God, what God is doing is awesome. I hope that you're in the way, amen, in the will of God. And I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing for His people, what He's doing in the earth realm, what He's doing with the household of faith, what He's doing in the earth realm, and having us preach the gospel, the good news, being a light that others might come, amen, to the glory of the Lord. And one of the things I want to share with you quickly is something that I was thinking about as we embark on a new era, a new dispensation. In a few days, according to the Levitical calendar, we'll be entering into a new dispensation of grace, a new season. The calendar turns over, and I wanted to just close out the broadcast so I could work on the montage for the UL, the month of September. And I'll share that with you at the close of the broadcast, because I did kind of give you a snippet of that on my Facebook page, and you can go and check it out if you want. But one of the things that I was thinking about is where the Lord has me right now in intercession. And He really has me in deep intercession for the stranger, for the foreigner, those who come to this country. Because one of the things that He was sharing with me about those who come to this country, and when they come to this country, they come to this country with purity of heart. A lot of them come to this country with great expectation of what they've heard about America, and how they want to receive or see the manifestation of the American dream. And many people who come to this country understand hard work, you know, understand how to work hard to achieve your dreams. But the things that the Lord has been dealing me about interceding for the foreigner is the B side of what they encounter of the American dream when they come and they have a skill or that they employ or a skill that they use to achieve their dream, which is what we all as Americans, regardless of what nation, culture we in, are supposed to do. But he was telling me and dealing about the B side of that and how it was kind of funny what he was sharing with me about anybody who comes to a country or visit a certain country or a city. He said one of the things that you have to look out for is some of the locals, because some of the locals that are there who kind of figure they know how everything go, some are laying wait to prey upon those who are bushy-eyed and brought out in bushy-tailed to try to deceive them. And it was really, really kind of hilarious how he was ministering this to me, because he was saying that that's how it is when people come to know me, the babes in Christ. They're bright out, they bushy-tailed, they want to know about the Lord. They hear the Lord is a good God, and they encounter certain people who got their script and game going, you know, waiting to deceive those who honestly and sincerely want just to see their prayers answered, amen, just to have joy, just to have personal fulfillment. And I tell you, that's the thing that the Lord has me doing right now. He has me praying, interceding for not only the babes in Christ, amen, because the enemy wants the pure in heart. He wants those who don't know the Lord. He wants those who don't understand the B-side of the American way. Amen. The American dream is wonderful. It's beautiful. And I love the declaration of that life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. It was founded upon the word of the Lord, word of God. So I'm really praying for those who not only are babes in Christ who really want to know the Lord, that God will send you true people, amen, holy people, people who are truly of him, and that God will protect you and shield you from those who are waiting to line deceit and prey upon you. Jesus, amen. And the enemy, he preys upon the mind of the simple. And as he gave me the analogy about the locals, some locals who then missed it, amen, because some of the locals don't want to work, amen. Some of them don't want the American dream. They've been in the land for years and years and years, but they, for some reason, can't achieve it because they're trying to get another way, amen. And that's the whole thing about salvation, amen. It's a free gift. Jesus already paid the price. He's already given us instruction on how to receive, how the promises of God can be fulfilled and manifested in our life. But many people think they can rewrite it. Some people figure they can hook the crooked, amen, change the word and use the word. And so, I don't want to stay on that too long, but I just wanted just to share that with you, amen. And I'm decreeing, declaring, I pray and hope that you will take up this charge, amen, to pray for the foreigners and the strangers that want to be joined to the Lord, that want to be saved, amen, that whoever God gives you to speak a word to, whoever God will have you to just show love, amen, and pray for those that you know that are being bewitched. Amen. And as the word of God says, that the enemy wants to subvert the mind of the simple. Amen. He loves people who are pure and don't know. And I tell you, that's one of the things that I experienced when I came to the Lord as a babe in Christ. There's an old saying that before the real come, the counterfeit comes. And that's the way of the devil. He wants to try to damage the psyche or the mind or hurt that person who really wants to come into the truth of what they need to know before they can come into their sin, a counterfeit. And what lingers with that person who is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, has purity, is that they are wounded and they're left hurting, amen, because of the deliberate deception, deceit, amen, of even trying to destroy the real thing, amen. So the devil hates me. He hates you. The kingdom of darkness does not like those who really have the truth of God, because we're not trying to market it, amen, or fix it up and come in some type of cloaking, amen. And I tell you, that is one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit had me map out my ministry. Before I really launched my ministry, I really went into a divine strategy with the Lord, because I knew there were some people I was not going to be associating with. I knew it was a whole group of people the Lord showed me in nations that he said, no, you will not even, I'm not even sending you that way. He took me a whole other way. And he's caught on since that time. The devil knows I'm not coming that way, and I ain't going down that street, you know. And that's what I love about ministries, amen, that God will give you a divine strategy on how to bring forth the gospel, how to reach the world, reach those who he have assigned to you. And the beauty about that is they know who you are. They'll receive you, amen. So I just want to thank you for being here on the Heavenly Host broadcast on today. Because It's because I'm staying the course, amen. I'm allowing God to keep me aligned, amen, which is why I created the Stars of Heaven Network to help you get in and stay in right standing with the Heavenly Father, amen, by your personal relationship. And remember that your personal relationship with Father God through your espousement, amen, your joining yourself with Jesus came only by your repentance and confession, amen, with your mouth and in your heart. And do you know what happened when you did that? You birthed your faith, amen. When I confess the Lord Jesus Christ with my mouth and believe in my heart, I birthed my faith, amen. And that faith was already delivered to me from the previous saints, amen. It was delivered to me by me hearing the gospel, amen, from his witness, amen. And because it was the truth, amen, I believed that truth. And that truth at that moment changed me, hallelujah. It made me new, amen. And I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. So, I just want to just tell you that and declare that to you, amen, that today is the day of salvation, amen, and that faith that you have birthed with your mouth and in your heart by speaking it is how we live, amen. The Word of God says the just shall live by faith, amen, and it's how, by faith we stand. Glory be to God. And so I'm excited about what the Lord is doing with the Stars of Heaven Network because it's keeping in line with his word, amen, by hearing the truth, amen, that you will be able to fulfill the purpose and plan of God on your life, amen, and stay on the path of righteousness and stay in his will, amen. And one of the things that I was thinking about when before I came on air was how really important it is for you to beware. You have to be aware of not allowing the God of this world to make you retrograde, amen. And retrograde, if you don't understand what that means anything that's turned backwards, amen. Because everything about demonic systems works backwards, amen. And some of the things that will cause you to be halt, that will kill the purpose and plan of God and the will of God for your life, will be deceit, lies, unforgiveness. Walking in unforgiveness will keep you from moving forward, amen. And that's why I'm so excited about this message series, because when the Lord said, behold, I'll do a new thing, amen, before I do it, would I not tell you, amen. The will of God is not hidden from us, amen. He's not hiding from you. He wants you to know what his will is, amen. And once you do, amen, we have to walk therein. Now, another thing that will turn you retrograde, amen, is legalism, false doctrine, most certainly sin, unrepentant sin, shall I say. People. Will turn you retrograde, because if they're not in right standing with God, if they're not in obedience to themselves, they don't know who they are, or they're against themselves, they're opposing themselves, and they're trying to get to know you, then you won't fare well with those type of people. Another thing that I will make you retrograde or turn you backwards is ancestral curses, amen. And that's really, 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 really dangerous. That's why it's important to bind up all southern witchcraft, whatever witchcraft, whatever your culture is. If your ancestors operate out of witchcraft, that those ancestral curses will try to revisit you and your sons and your daughters in the generations to come. So you have to break all ancestral curses, traditions of men. Amen. Holding on to the traditions of man that will keep the move of the Holy Spirit from moving in your life. And one that the Lord always talks about in the Word of God and the apostles speak against is disobedience. Those who know the Lord, amen. Those who profess the Lord, amen, who operate and live in disobedience. Amen. So those are some of the things that you have to be wary of and beware of so that you can continue to move forward. Amen. That you can see your new horizons. You can see your new day. Amen. And the Lord has us covered. And again, that's why I created the Heavenly Host broadcast to show you and help you understand how the administration of the Holy Spirit, amen, which is the angels, the Lord himself, our Blessed Mother, how the administration of heaven is working together to help you ascend, amen, to the throne of God, amen, and so that you can see the reign of God come down on your life, amen, and so that you'll be able to, what, overcome, amen, overcome, what, evil. Amen. And that's why I created the Heavenly Host broadcast, is to let you know that the angels are real. We can call upon them. And the new revelation that I'm present and thanking God that he's given me about the hierarchy of angels is that that they all work together. Amen. They work according to the word. Amen. Those things have to bear witness in heaven and earth for them to work. Amen. It can't be something off the wall, off the cuff, something you made up and you're trying to employ the angels. No. You know, you have to also be an heir of salvation, because the word of God says that they are sent out to minister. They're sent out to minister those who are what, heirs of salvation. Amen. And I tell you, another way, glory be to God, that you can see the manifestation of heaven on your life is by praising him. Glory be to God, by praising the Lord. Amen. Praising him in purity of heart. Glory be to God. And I tell you, that's what I've been doing for the past couple of hours. I've been in praise and worship. And I tell you, praise steals the avenger. Amen. Your praise will drown out the enemy. Amen. And your worship, amen, would just usher you before the throne of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So what I want to do really quick is recap some of the messages that I've shared with you this month. And I'm going to go quickly to my website, because I got through the first passage of scripture, the first paragraph of Revelation 21. And I want to get to the 22nd and the 23rd. No, I'm sorry, the 24th through the 25th verse of Revelation 21. Because when the Lord spoke to him about a new creation, he said that represents the new Jerusalem, and that's a reality. It is a real reality based in warfare, unfortunately. Amen. And again, that's why our warfare has to be not against flesh and blood. Amen. That person that's manifesting what they're manifesting in my life, in your life, is beyond them. Amen. It's who they're under, who's trying to control them. They're under the God of this world. And that's why I love true Christians and true believers, because they know this. Amen. As a disciple of Christ, I understand that I can yet pray for the soul, but bind the spirit. Amen. And the blessed part about this month, as I bring it to a close, this offering to a close, is that the month of Av represents and is about hearing correctly. Amen. Hearing from the Lord, hearing and knowing his voice. Amen. And as Jesus said, all my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And if you are the sheep of his pasture, you will hear his voice, amen, because there's so many voices in the world that's trying to get your attention and trying to tell you this and tell you that. But it's the truth, and knowing who the true Holy Spirit is, who Jesus of Nazareth is, who Yeshua Yamashala is, amen, knowing who he truly is as your God, as the true and living God, that will keep you, amen, from being bewitched, keep you from being ensnared, amen, and ultimately your soul being lost. Amen. And I tell you, as I share with you in other offerings, that many people who are the children of disobedience, who are going to be judged by God for being a Judas, for selling him out, or turning aside the bribes and lies, who God has ripped the kingdom from them, those are the ones that you have to be aware of, amen, because this is about your soul. It's about your soul. And if you just seek the Lord with your whole heart, you will find him, amen. And so as the sheep of his pasture, it's real important that you understand that hearing from the Lord is really important. And this offering was really, really important for me to get before the Lord and get some correction and instruction, and so I can move into the new year, amen, that's coming. Now, what I want to do quickly is go to discoverrevelation.com, because I'm going to pick up where I left off before I brought you the Virgin Rain broadcast. And by the way, thank you. Thank you for those who tuned into that broadcast. I had a few more numbers than I had before, and I thank you for receiving the message of our Blessed Mother. Amen. So I want to take the time out to say thank you for that, because I was really encouraged by the numbers that I saw when I checked my stats for that broadcast. So thank you for receiving that. And so as we move into this new season, I want to just cap off this message and put the finishing touches on this message before I close it by basically reminding you of what I've already ministered to you about regarding the 12 tribes. Amen. And understanding that the 12 tribes represent our prophetic history. And to be more specific, the 12 stones, because as I mentioned to you about, it says in Revelation about the jeweled wall, amen, the jeweled wall, and the Lord also says when he make up his jewels, it's really important for you to understand how those birthstones are representative of not only the tribes, but they are part of your prophetic history, amen. And not only your history, but your identification, amen, in helping you understand your inheritance, your portion, amen. And that's one of the things that I had to learn and getting aligned, amen, when I came into the understanding of the Levitical calendar and the difference between the Levitical calendar and the Bulgarian calendar, and how we are in different time zones, amen, and how heaven's time differs from earthly time, amen. And when you make that shifting, when God shifts you, when you're born again of the water and the spirit, you now become part of eternal time, amen. And again, there's no time and space with the Lord. He's all-knowing, all-seeing. Nothing is hidden from his eyes. And so we shouldn't be bound by time, but we must understand the times and the seasons that he's put in his own hands so that we can understand the mandates and the appointed seasons and that he has for us. Now, one of the things that I'm really encouraged by in understanding and reading from discoverrevelation.com is that the mystery, amen, the mysteries of the 12 tribes, amen. And I'm not gonna get into all that. I just want to give you a brief synopsis of what the Lord was saying to me specifically about the birthstone, which makes up his jewels. And each of us who are born in a certain month in the earth realm need to understand the representation and the understanding of what that stone means, even the color. Amen. And because, again, that's how God identifies us, by the blood of Jesus. Let me say that, by the blood of Jesus. And but prophetically, those mysteries of his will, as he was sharing with me regarding your birthright, your inheritance, is not hidden, amen, from you, amen. It's right there in the Word of God. And what he was saying to me is that that he's not hiding it from you, or what is your portion, amen. He said the key to unlocking anything that he's promised you, anything that you need to know, need to be unveiled, hinges upon two things. Glory be to God. Two things. And he said, that's my commandment. Amen. The commandment that I left, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy soul, and thy strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And the thing is, people miss that. They miss it because they're trying to be so hashatabon. They're trying to be so prophetic and all this stuff. And yes, we advance into the deep things of God, but to miss the foundation of that, what opens the door to that, which is loving the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul, and strength, love our neighbors and self, is the key that opens to all that. Amen. And how that manifests is through the Great Commission. Amen. Through whatever command or instruction he gives you. Glory be to God. Now, he said those keys will open the door to all of his promises. Amen. So before we enter into this new dominion, amen, by way of the door that he opens to us, I just want you to take the time to examine yourself. Examine if there's any unforgiveness. Take the time to examine if anyone you've mistreated. Amen. Because our blessings, our inheritance is connected to each other. Amen. And the Word of God says that we may have an inheritance among those that are sanctified, but what will stop and block the inheritance and the blessing and the promise of manifestation is how you treat your everyday neighbor. Amen. And so, and your covenant with the Lord. Your covenant with the Lord. Amen. And so if your covenant with the Lord and with your neighbor, amen, is not in order, I hope you take the time to rectify that, to reconcile that with the Lord. Amen. And sometimes we forget about things that we've said or done to someone else. Amen. But yet we're going to church, yet we're praying and read the word, and it's not going to happen. Amen. There's a block there. And so that's what he was saying to me, that those two commandments are the things that hinges upon the manifestation of what he wants to unveil to you and show you and lead you to your treasures, your hidden treasures. Amen. And I need to stop and say this. The most important thing that's really dangerous is based on the message series I've also been sharing with you entitled The Will of the World, Those Who Are Whole Need No Physician. Because in the Facebook post I put there on our Facebook page, I share with you about Jesus, about those who were condemning the just, amen, coming against other believers is a detriment to your blessing, amen, and that's real dangerous when you're coming against another believer. You don't even know who that person is. You don't know nothing about their relationship with God because it's not your relationship. And which is another thing that the Lord showed me is a real danger is that familiar spirit in America, because of false doctrine or because people became so accustomed to churching, amen, that there's no fresh wind, there's no fresh revelation, amen. And now more than ever do we need revelation. You're going to receive your inheritance by revelation of Jesus. And that means you have to be alive in the spirit. You have to have a ongoing communion with him, amen, by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God, by the Godhead bodily. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said that will, hallelujah, manifest the new Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Now, Revelation 21 and 3 from DiscoverRevelation.com talks about the new heaven and the new earth, amen, which is what we're seeing now, amen, in the form of governments, in the form of things that's happening, amen. And the thing and the charge that we have is what? To pray. As the church, as the move of God, is to pray despite what you see. The church is supposed to be impartial. Amen. It's not my job and my for me to get all into politics and try to take one side or the other. My side is the Holy Ghost side. It's the righteous side. It's the blood side. It's the cross side. Amen. And prayer changes things. It does, despite what you see. Amen. And the blessed part about praying God's will and praying in the Holy Ghost as he makes intercession through you is that he knows to pray for. Amen. So a lot of people are not praying in the spirit by the Holy Ghost, letting him take the lead. They're praying in the flesh. They're praying sacrificial prayers. That's what they want to see because they have taken sides. Amen. And the kingdom of God, the will of God is going to be done. Amen. I promise you that. Amen. He said that all powers that be that are ordained of God. So the worst thing a believer can do is to think that, oh, I got it on lock, or because I'm on this side or she on this side. No. God is funny. He really is. He has a sense of humor. He already knows how this thing going to unveil. He already got the players in place. Amen. He knows he gonna use who he's going to use for his purpose to get whatever done. So you won't be held accountable when it goes to heaven. Amen. When you get called to heaven and you don't get let in or you get judged for changing or adding a word, amen, or being caught up with the things of this life, the affairs of this life, amen, and miss your blessing, amen, your crown, amen. He said this is a woe, and I'm speaking this prophetic, this is what's coming up in my spirit, amen. He said, woe, pray in the spirit, amen. And so many of us, you know, many of you as well need are refreshing, amen. Sometimes we can get bogged down by the news and things that we hear, but we can't forget, as ministers of the gospel, as ambassadors of Christ, as a representative of heaven, amen, what the word says, amen, and to pray the word, pray his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and just make sure you're in his favor, amen, which is why I'm so excited about the new dominion, amen. I'm so excited about the month of Elul, amen. I'm excited about what he's doing and preparing to do in the coming season because time is wrapping up, amen. And I'm having to find myself, you know, really just saying, Lord, help me keep up with what you're saying and what you're doing. And his will is going to be done. And the most important thing is I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be displaced, misplaced. Amen. By being caught up in the wrong things. Amen. And quickly before the broadcast expires, I want to go to my Facebook post and just share with you regarding the year 5/7/7/8/2018. Because truly, hallelujah, truly it's going to be a year we're going to see the ooh-wee. That's what he said to me. He said, the year 2018, you're going to see the ooh-wee. Amen. And it's going to be a glorious time, the new year. It's a new year that I'm going to be celebrating. It's the month of my birthday. And I'm excited about what that month represents. Amen. It's the month that speaks about the hand of God. Amen. We're going to see the hand of God move in a lot of different ways. It's the month that I celebrate my tribe. Amen. According to the Golden calendar, it's the Asher tribe, but according to the Levitical calendar, it's the tribe of Gad. Amen. But I'm excited. I mean, I'm identified with Christ. Amen. Those 12 tribes is now founded upon one man. Amen. The foundation of Jesus Christ. So I'm not trying to get into all this, you know, legalism, you know, those things are very important for you to identify your place in the earth realm, amen, and you have to go back to the word of God and go back to the birth month that you were born and understand your topaz or whatever jewel that represents who you are, and now know that even though we're in the New Testament by Christ, Again, he came to fulfill the law. He said, I didn't come what to do with the law, well, with the law, but to fulfill it. So my prophetic history, my prophetic future, amen, is rooted in what's already been, amen. And that's according to the fathers of the faith, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our blessed mother, amen, and mother Sarah, amen. So I'm excited about what he's doing, what he's saying. And I'm going to come back tomorrow and share more from discoverrevelation.com and share more from you from the 12 tribes and the 12 sons. Amen. Because again, this year, glory be to God, is going to be, the next year is going to be a year of great dominion. Amen. Great dominion. And again, that 12 represents what? Authority. 12 represents dominion. Amen. And as I share with you in the snippets that I gave you regarding September's offering, that it's going to be the year of the greater. Amen. A greater manifestation of what God is saying. And so it's going to be really important for you to understand that if you're on the fence, straddling the fence, you need to get on the Lord's side. Amen. And the thing that he gave me in Matthew 23, amen, and sharing with you some of the offerings for September is understanding that your oath, your vows, amen, the vow that you made to the Lord, how important it is for you to just keep that with a pure heart. Amen. And that he is now searching the heart. Amen. And that he said that in the last days the heart will be judged by what? The gospel of Christ. Amen. And the word of God also says, who can know the heart but the Lord? That the heart is what? Deceitful, wicked above all. Who can know it but God? So I'm going to close out the broadcast here. And I'm going to come back on Lisa Marie's Rise Up and Brunch. And I'm going to finish up Revelation 20:21. And prepare to usher you, glory be to God, into the new dominion. Hallelujah, the new era that we're about to enter in. And I'm going to be posting the montage soon to keep in line with the turning of the calendar. And again, if you want, you can go to my Facebook page and can prepare yourself by reading some of what the Lord had given me regarding the new season, which will be the greater. Amen. So I love you. God bless you. Peace and blessings. May you enjoy the rest of your day. I will speak with you on tomorrow. I'll be on air at 4 p.m. If not earlier, I will upload the broadcast. Love you. Peace, blessings, and joy.